from the dead. The barn's all right, but it's a natural fact. People like to borrow, but they won't pay back. You know my next door neighbor about to make me lose my mind. They can't knock on my door and they want to borrow something all the time. Get out, stay gone.
Directions on how to use your radio. Find the power button. Turn it to on. Turn the knob to CKUT 90.3 FM. Relax and enjoy.
Sounds are generated by energetic particles in Earth's plasma sphere, which are being tugged to and fro by the rotation of Earth's magnetic field. You see, there is a plasma sphere around Earth containing clumps of ions and electrons. As Earth and its magnetosphere rotate, the magnetic fields push through these particles, accelerating them in a wave called a plasma wave. Similar in a way to how disturbances in Earth's oceans can cause waves to form. You are hearing these disturbances in the form of radio waves as they pass by one of NASA's Van Allen probes. These are called chorus waves and are often heard during Earth's dawn, which is why they are found on this side of the planet. An amazing type of chorus wave closer to Earth is the whistler mode plasma wave, which sounds like space battles and laser fire. These waves generated by these strikes can bounce around within the magnetic field of the Earth. And because higher frequencies travel faster than lower frequencies, that's why these chorus waves sound like they have a falling pitch, like a whistle. Going further out from the plasma sphere, an opposite effect will be heard.
Good evening, Montreal.
You are listening to Easy Sonic Living here on CKUT 90.3 FM.
And we have a great show planned for you tonight.
Yeah. Yeah, something about...
the vibrations.
Yeah, earthly vibrations, shall we say?
Yeah, Earth communicating with us.
Yeah, it started with... I found some audio about mushrooms, and then I was reading about that. It was a volcano that happened in Tonga that had like major reverberations all around the world, and so I guess I got into thinking about reverberations and vibrations and natural phenomena.
The Earth speaking.
Yeah, which it is all the time, and we should listen more, shouldn't we?
Yeah, we definitely should. So. Yeah. So we got some good music, we got some sounds of volcanoes, I think we have a clip of Mother Earth actually speaking to us.
Oh, wow. Yeah. And some mushrooms will be speaking as well.
Yeah, well, mushrooms always speak to us. But yeah. This is maybe...
Regularly speak to us. And, yeah. And they make music. And there are people making, they're studying volcanoes, and they're creating music from the science of volcanoes. So we'll be hearing a bit about that.
Mm. Yeah, and I got a lot of stuff about the Earth's electromagnetic field, because it's making all kinds of noises all the time, through the radio waves, so there you go.
Yeah, so really, like, you know, stay connected to the vibrations we'll be sending out tonight.
These sounds are generated by energetic particles in Earth's plasma sphere, which are being tugged to and fro by the rotation of Earth's magnetic field. You see, there is a plasma sphere around Earth, containing clumps of ions and electrons. As Earth and its magnetosphere rotate, the magnetic fields push through these particles, accelerating them in a wave called a plasma wave. Similar in a way to how disturbances in Earth's oceans can cause waves to form. You are hearing these disturbances in the form of radio waves as they pass by one of NASA's Van Allen probes. These are called chorus waves and are often heard during Earth's dawn, which is why they are found on this side of the planet. An amazing type of chorus wave closer to Earth is the Whistler mode plasma wave, which sounds like space battles and laser fire. Exist in the cold and denser part of the plasma sphere and are caused by electromagnetic radiation released by lightning striking in the atmosphere. These waves generated by these strikes can bounce around within the magnetic field of the Earth. And because higher frequencies travel faster than lower frequencies, that's why these chorus waves sound like they have a falling pitch, like whistle. Further out from the plasma sphere, an opposite effect can be heard. This time, there is a rising tone, almost like a conversation between songbirds. It is thought to be caused by electrons moving towards the night side of the Earth because of magnetic reconnection in Earth's magnetotail, transferring their energy to the plasma as they collide with it, as can be seen in this simulation. In another region within the plasma sphere, we can find something called X waves. These are thought to be chorus waves which have leaked out from the inner plasma sphere. It sounds much more menacing and cold than the other sounds we've heard so far. I find these clips very interesting, as it's sometimes hard to comprehend waves you can't see. But sound adds a new layer of understanding when combining it with a visualization. Even with this though, electromagnetic radiation can be a difficult subject to grasp.
This is by the artist Michael V. Prime on Mushrooms Music. These sounds were produced by living fungi, shiitake mushrooms still attached to their mycelial bodies. A mushroom is actually the fruiting body of a fungus, the body of which consists of the mycelium, a network of root-like structures that run through substrate, the log, compost, sawdust, etc. A mushroom still connected to a growing mycelium produces a varied and interesting rhythm, while a mushroom that has been picked produces only a static tone. All living organisms produce a faint electrical current, which constantly fluctuates according to the state of the organism. This current can be amplified and used as a control signal for an oscillator, producing a sound which directly reflects the state of the organism. For my installation, haha, your mushrooms have gone? Fungi, actively growing on their original substrate, were housed in glass tanks to preserve optimal humidity. Visitors to the installation were able to hear the sounds of different living fungal cultures, which changed as new specimens were brought in during the course of the work. The bioelectrical sounds from the fungi are switched on and off by infrared sensors in response to the movements of people in the room, allowing visitors to interact with the work. Perhaps the fungi also respond to the sonic vibrations in the room.
threatened countless civilizations and cities. And even though we have some ways of monitoring and predicting their activity, we still don't have a surefire way to tell when a volcano will erupt. And yet, nearly 1 in 10 people live within 100 kilometers of an active volcano. So, in search of more reliable ways to monitor volcanic activity, some scientists have started looking at volcanoes' music. You might not think of volcanoes as especially musical, but they actually do generate sound. It's just infrasound, whose frequency is below the threshold of human hearing. These sound waves can come from different phenomena, like gas getting pushed out of vents or through the surface of a lava lake. And that moving air acts kind of like air moving through a wind instrument. It makes different sounds based on the structure it's passing through. Just like a horn's sound changes based on the shape and flare of the bell, a volcano's sound can change depending on the shape and depth of its crater. For instance, a volcano with a deep crater might produce a deep sound, while a volcano with a shallow crater would produce a higher pitched sound. Meanwhile, narrow craters also resonate for longer periods of time, while wide, dish-like craters might not even resonate at all. And finally, the flare of the crater's rim changes the sound's timbre, which you can think of as the color of the sound. It's like how a flute and oboe sound different even though they're playing the same note. The same applies to volcanoes. And all of this information can be useful. Since these sounds are so tied to the volcano's shape, they can change anytime the volcano changes shape, which is not uncommon, especially when a volcano is getting ready to erupt. It all begins when the pressure of magma starts mounting beneath the surface. This causes lots of little earthquakes around the volcano that can shift around rocks and other geological features. The pressure can also make crater walls change their shape, kind of like how a balloon's shape changes as it inflates. Eventually, those crater walls can even fracture. On top of that, if there's a lava lake within the crater, the mounting pressure can cause it to rise. So before a volcano erupts, the entire internal structure of the crater can be rearranged. And all of this changes the volcano's sound. One recent example of this happened in Chile in 2015. On March 3rd of that year, Chile's Villarrica volcano erupted. It spewed lava and ash up to a kilometer up in the air for about 20 minutes, and then it all went quiet. As far as eruptions go, it wasn't so remarkable. Some property was damaged, but no one died, and the volcano has been quiet since. But the Villarrica eruption is important because it's one of the few cases where a volcano's sound was being monitored right before the eruption. And scientists actually observed a shift in Villarrica's sound on March 1st, 2015, 2 days before the eruption. For one, the frequency of the sounds increased, so they became slightly higher pitched. The sound waves also got broader, marking a change in the timbre of the sound. And finally, the volcano lost its resonance. Before March 1st, Villarrica's sound was reverberating in the crater, which is shaped like an upside-down funnel. But after March 1st, those reverberations stopped. That told researchers that something had changed. Something inside the volcano was damping the sounds. And by the next day, new infrasound readings suggested that the lava lake, which was normally deep inside the funnel, had actually risen to nearly the rim of the crater. The next day, it exploded. At the time, scientists didn't realize that they had been listening to evidence of an eruption about to happen. They only put all the pieces together after the fact. But now, scientists are looking at how they might be able to use data like this to predict eruptions in other, possibly more dangerous volcanoes. It's tricky because there's no normal volcano sound. Every volcano has its own sound, so the only way to tell if something is off is to detect a change. And even the type of change is different from one volcano to the next. But by researching volcanoes for a long time, scientists can learn what different volcanoes sound like, so they know a change when they hear one. No matter what, it's unlikely that this technique will completely replace traditional methods of monitoring volcanoes, but it's still exciting. This is one more tool that we can use to protect ourselves against dangerous volcanic eruptions, and there's something kind of beautiful about the fact that we can do that with volcano music.
Roughly 75% of the entire planet's tornadoes are reported in the United States. Here, unique geography is ultimately responsible for the high frequency of extremely powerful storm cells. Though tornadoes most often make the headlines, all this excessive energy in the atmosphere can result in a freak show of other wonders. Many of the phenomena we are familiar with, and others we are still just discovering. Not only is Mother Nature's fury amplified with these explosive storms, so is her beauty. Thank you. updrafts. Most frequently erupt near late afternoon when daytime temperatures reach their highest. This rainbow is caused by the reflection, refraction, and dispersion of sunlight in rain droplets. The secondary rainbow is visible when the light that is reflected twice inside raindrops is bright enough for detection. And because this light is reflected twice, the order of its colors are reversed. The concentrated downdraft of heaviest rain and hail is the core. This icy waterfall often has a turquoise hue. In the evening or morning, when golden hour sunlight mixes in, the storm can turn an eerie green. In a wind-sheared environment, cell updrafts may rotate, becoming a mesocyclone. This mesocyclone is the defining character of the rarest and most violent breed of thunderstorms, the supercell. And it's these supercells that are responsible for the majority of the world's violent tornadoes. Thankfully, most of these tornadoes occur over sparsely populated areas, causing little destruction, if any. Sometimes, two tornadoes occur at once. Sometimes more.
That was three tornadoes on the ground.
By separating pools of positive and negative charges, thunderstorms have the ability to create electric fields when oppositely charged regions become strong enough. A flash of lightning temporarily equalizes the difference. Most flashes occur within the storm. Roughly one in five initiate by a downward moving stepped leader that connects to the ground.
Damn! Got the tree!
Tree is on fire.
The more powerful the thunderstorm, the less time needed for the regions to rebuild their energetic charges.
This is real time. I am not time-lapsing this. Here, I'll pan the camera so that you can see constant flickering of lightning. This is unbelievable. If you look out in the field, too, you'll see fireflies.
Wow.
Hurricanes and earthquakes, it a go mash up Babylon. No, we no deal with no matches. The heat of the sun and volcanoes will burn them to ashes. Them ball out screaming, the wind a blow hard. Blowing because of idols and fake gods.
Category 3, 4, Category 5. Now you see, the real God is alive. Hurricanes take the trail of slave ships. We can't forget those murderous trips. Jack Humphrey crushed those 13 colonies and trampled buildings in those pagan cities. Nothing can be done when Almighty vexed. The power of nature is very complex. As I get to you, one thing I did learn: the cities of Babylon will burn. Now, now, oh, get to you, hold on, not now, now, yeah. Hurricanes and earthquakes, it a go mash up Babylon. Do you hear what I say? No, 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 we no deal with no matches. You know what? The heat of the sun and volcanoes will burn them to ashes. Listen up. Once them thought that their machine failed, it was an earthquake bust them Richter scale. Surprise, surprise, the people went berserk. Wicked heart Satan is a cold heart jerk. In the house of Babylon, the houses got smashed. What you gonna do now when nature backlash? Jump in a limo, try your best to splurt. 5 seconds flat, you'll be covered in the dirt. This is not a bluff, if you think you're tough. The ultimate rough jack is the real stuff. Wicked try to move now in a group or in a flock. Well, try move on that 10-ton rock. You're stuck. I may say get to you so long. No, 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 yeah. Hurricanes and earthquakes, it a go mash down Babylon. Do you hear what I say? No, we no deal with no matches. The heat of the sun and volcanoes will burn them to ashes. Flow from the mountain top. Town and country get wiped off the map. Nature is one thing that cannot be stopped. Babylon city is bound to get dropped. Jafaya is hotter than popcorn a pop. If you love the Most High, everyone clap. If you love Satan, you need a hot slap. Of the sun burns the vampires back. Them ball out screaming, heat wave, heat wave. That's what you get for beating the slaves. Wicked people complaining, complaining. Nature reacting to all the blood staining. Righteousness is the top choice. Babylon a run when them hear us the voice. The heat, is it sweet? It will burn your feet with your negative conception and your pig's meat. You look up to the sky, what does it do your eye? Now you're a live love of Selassie I. His spirit endure it and he cannot die. One love me give to Rastafari. Yeah, yeah. Oh, I may say get to you so long. No, 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 yeah. Hurricanes and earthquakes, it a go mash up Babylon. Do you hear me out? No, no, no. We no deal with no matches. No, I. Heat, sun, volcanoes will burn them to ashes. Oh, Jaja, let me hang out. We'll be right back.
kidding. I'm normal. I talk normal. Yeah, I'm just a normal mom who's hot and pissed.
Oh, well, thank you so much for being here, Mother Earth.
Oh, you can call me Mama.
Oh, okay, Mama. sorry, Mama. I don't know. Does that sound natural coming from me?
No, it sounds really bad.
Well, I do like your dress. It's super cool. Is that like a mythical Earth robe?
No. I got this at Chico's because it had a moon on the boob. Yeah, I cannot believe that people say the Earth is flat. I mean, look at these honkers.
HR said I'm not supposed to. So,
oh, that's a big one.
So
come on.
So the climate summit just finished. How are you?
Not well, Daddy. Not well. Here's the thing. I am not a hard ass. I mean, you guys gotta admit, I've been a very cool mom, okay? I let a lot of weird stuff slide. Like, I let you do SeaWorld. I let you put mascara on rats and monkeys. And, you know, New York is like a mix of cabs and horses, and I'm like, I don't love it, but do your thing, you know? But now I am worried. I think I'm, like, sick.
Is there anyone who can help you out? Is there, like, a Father Earth or...
No. I mean, I'm a single mom. You know, I mean, I do have a casual hookup situation with Father Time. Like, we get kind of freaking nasty.
Wow. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I wish it was a wow, but it's more of like a, okay, thank you.
Well, what can we all do to reverse the current climate crisis?
Well, it's all the things that you don't want to do, like no more hamburgers or Forever 21. Stop throwing iPhones in the ocean. And can I just say one thing? Coal is from my ass. You know that, right? Like, you're literally going down, digging around in my ass and grabbing coal nuggets. And then you're like, oh, I think we should burn our mom's ass rock. And the sun is, like, right there, literally begging for a job. But you guys are like, no, no, we have a grand tradition of burning our mom's ass.
Well, don't you think we can, you know, make new technology that can help with some of this?
I don't know. I feel like all I see is, like, divorce nerds trying to colonize Mars. You know, and honestly, I know Mars. She's a hot, dry, windy whore, okay? You know that, right, Colin?
I have heard that. Yeah. I don't know about you. I think I'm still hopeful that we can make it better.
Aw, see? I'm gonna miss humans after you burn. You guys are so cute.
Well, before we go, is there anything else you want humans to know?
Yeah, there is. I'm your mother. I care about you. I love you. And this can go one of two ways. You help me, or I'm gonna kill you. Mama gonna kill you dead. Nah, I'm kidding. I love you guys. I think the corporations are really gonna help ya.
Mother Earth, everyone.
Yeah, love is my diarrhea.
So that was the show. What a wild ride that was.
Yeah. Hope you were tripping with us on all those sounds.
Yeah. And remember, Mother Nature is pissed, but I think we can repair our relationship.
We can work with her. We can work with her more.
That's really our only choice.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Have a good night, and we'll be back with more sounds in 2 weeks' time.
Yeah, take care. Easy Sonic Living, CKUT 90.3. Thank you.
Enlightenment is a destructive process. It's a breaking down of everything you believe to be true. It's a very, very uncomfortable realization. The only real advice I can offer in this regard is to suggest that people always stay true to themselves and lead by example in all that you do. Don't expect the people around you to wake up. just show what a bright light you can be because you are awake. But don't have any stake in the outcome of your actions. Don't expect people to get it because very often they won't. But if you lead by example in your life and you become a shining light in your community, this will affect others in a positive way. Just realize that they're asleep and deal with it. A lot of people are just empty portals. That's the way they are. Now, the most difficult thing for people is when they discover the depth of the deception that we're facing in the world today, just how all-pervasive this matrix is and just what the matrix is. You know, what really holds this whole system in place? It's simply our belief that the system is real and our belief in words that are written down on paper. I mean, the system is essentially held in place by magic. But if you say that to people, they think you're crazy because they don't believe in magic, because they don't know what magic is. And yet magic appears all around them every day. That's what holds the system together. It's held together purely due to people's belief that the system is real. And this belief is held together.